Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Better like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Hoes scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'm a blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Better like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Better like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
Yo, 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 what's happening? We back at it another Sunday, doing it again. Welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Ben. So what it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? You know what I'm saying? What's up, world? Let's get it in another Sunday fun day. You already know how we do. Got a loaded world-famous chop-up later on in the show. So stay tuned, man.
Yes, locked and loaded. I told you guys that we was going to try to get these topics in. You know, and you know, I'm still waiting on Smooth and Mo B to shoot me some topics for the 2 to 3 episodes during the week. I'm during the month that we have. But, you know, I told you we turn it back up, you know, adult conversation, you know, at its best tonight. And it was actually something that something that triggered this topic that happened this week. So you already know. I mean, like, I be wanting to know. But, you know, it's just a thought process. It's a little light story. Ain't that major. But I just want to know people's thought process and also, like, you know, help people see things in a different light, right? That's what we're here for. Shout out to our top five. Mo, I just sent you the top five. I apologize. I took the screenshot and I forgot to send it to you, but I did just send it to you now.
Yeah, I don't even have it. I mean, let me see if I can find it.
On IG. I literally just sent it on IG.
IG?
Yeah, I literally just sent it. It was my bad, you know. I've been doing a lot of things.
I got it. All right, so let me run it down.
Okay.
So number five, we got our brothers up north, Canada. You're slipping a little bit, Canada, but, you know.
Slipping Canada.
Canada. Yeah. Number four, we got, you know, the continent down under. Big shout out to Australia. And big shout out to the
Australia.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, so shout out to Australia. Number three, we got the United Kingdom.
UK?
You know what I'm saying? England, the last kingdom. I'm going to talk about that in a world famous chop up. And speaking of that, big shout out to number two. As always, man, I'm saying as always now because they just locked and loaded. Always listening, man. Big shout out to Viking country, Switzerland, man. Yo, I love I love this whole Viking culture too, man. So big shout out to Switzerland. I really F with y'all. And then of course the home team, the wonderful United States of America. So big shout out to all the all the 50 states, you know what I'm saying, all the fly countries, northwest, east and south, or north, south, east and west. You already know how we do. Peace and love.
West, listen, I was looking at this YouTube channel that I love, Steph and Tasha, and they do these little skits and stuff like that. They are extremely funny. They are a lesbian couple, I guess that's the right term. And one of the wives, she do this Viking character. Oh, my God. Shit, hella funny. So Shout out to Switzerland, right? Shout out to Switzerland. We love y'all over there, okay? So, man, my week was actually light. It was light work this week. Of course, I have been waiting on my couch to get here, okay? Now, I still got the other couch and stuff sitting outside of the road. Now, I called them. They price gouging because people get income tax and things like that. And I'm like, now, okay, I can let it stay out there for another month till y'all come to y'all sisters and want to bring that price down. I'm A-okay. It'll sit right there, okay? So we waiting to get a good rate to get them to come remove this stuff. But my couch finally came. It was supposed to have already come. I ordered the couch in January, but it's no sweat. You know, when you get good quality products from Wayfair, sometimes, you know, things are going to be on back order. Sometimes it's going to take a little longer because of how they're shipping their items, and they're shipping you good quality items in boxes. I'm like, how are you going to get this whole sectional? It's a sofa with a chase. Like, how are you going to get this in boxes? But they did, and it was so amazing. I absolutely love it. And that actually came today. So we put it together, and I've been, like, lounging in the living room, right? I'm on.
You luxuriating right now on your sofa right now.
I'm living room action / cleaning up / homework type situation or whatever. I just try to get prepared because during the week it's just me and the little one here and then the other one while he's at school. So I try to get things, you know, looking decent over the weekend. That's when I do all of my housework. But I absolutely love it. I don't know if it was because it's been in a warehouse or something. It wasn't as light as I wanted it to be, but I said I'm a swing with it because I already got these end tables, but they're not really end tables. It's cute. You'll see it. And the curtain. So I got some stuff to tie this together. I actually started my leave from work. Saturday was my last day at work. Due to treatments and finally, like, I don't know. Hopefully we over this Mexican standoff. Because I'm under a treatment plan, but you know, we'll talk about it when it's all done. Just say that, okay? So hopefully I done finally stood my ground long enough to where, you know, they want to act like they got some sense. So we going to see. Fingers crossed with my doctors. this doctor here, for me as of now, like she's been amazing up until this point. But I haven't been able to see her because she changed locations and I've been talking to other people. And, you know, these doctors, once they find out, like, you holistic, you know, you do homeopathy, they kind of shut down. They still be like, oh, okay, yeah, okay, great. And they completely shut all the way the fuck down. So she really understands my process and my stance. And I'm like, you know what? I don't care if I got to come an hour away to where you are. We're going to get back in tune with each other because she's still with the company. She's just at a different location. So fingers gotcha. Crossed that this is going to align the way that I need it to align.
Okay.
And so I'm on leave, but I'm, you know, at home, right? It's not like I'm going to, you know, I could be out right now. So I'm just working on YouTube right now. And I added more zodiac signs. So I have two pages that I work from now, Spiritual Goddess and Spiritual Goddess 2. And on Spiritual Goddess, I read for Aquarius and Leo only because those are the front runners. Aquarius is the front runner of that page, but Leo, they do pretty good. You know, they hold their own. So I gave them that page. And then on my second page, Spiritual Goddess, it is Spiritual and then Goddess, GAWDDESS, and the number 2. So over there, we're doing Aries. We're doing Aries. Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Pisces, and there's one more. Capricorn, I said. So we're doing like eight zodiac signs. So I just brought them on. The channel is new, but it's growing, you know, already. So shout out to that. It's a process. So you kind of got to just, you know, wait that process out, keep working. And so it was like I had just brought Capricorn on like 2 months ago. And then Pisces had been with me, but I bit the bullet and took the Pisces over to that channel so that they can grow, you know what I'm saying, at their own pace because they're not keeping up with Aqua and Leo. So Aqua and Leo got their own platform this week. And it's nothing. It's the same thing like doing the readings. You know, I'm just bouncing between the pages. So I'm actually excited to see how that's going to play out now, being that I have 10 zodiac signs versus like 3. So that I did that this week as well. And, yeah, just getting the house together and still working on this other project in which I'm not talking about as of right now, but I will soon be talking about it once I'm done with it. But, yeah, that's it, just working. And, yes, Smooth, we can hear you now. So if you're mumbling and talking noise, you know, we can hear you.
Congratulations. Yeah. Y'all can hear all this greatness. What the fuck?
I've been checking the studio, like, over there. I thought about it. I'm like, since I started talking about my week, I haven't checked the studio. And then I check it, and, of course, he right there. So you know how that goes. So cool. how was your week, Mo?
Yes, so my week was good, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, last week I called my week Bulletproof Wallet because I had to have that mind state, you know what I'm saying? But I was able to hold the fort down, like I said. I know Smooth was joking about this before, but financial literacy is something, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know,
I don't think about financial literacy, nigga. I was quite serious with the statements I made about dumbass motherfuckers not being financially disciplined. And they're unwilling to do the financial sacrifices. So there we go.
Well, that's a good point. So with that being said, you know, financial literacy is not always making money, but it's maintaining the money that you have. You know what I'm saying? So I just felt like I just, you know, held the fort down with that. And then I'm feeling the energy of the equinox. You know what I'm saying? That's coming next week, March 20th. Today, the clock's changed, so you can see the shift is happening. And then this week, I'm calling it land, water, and air, maps, globes, and books. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like a natural scientific explorer. And, you know, I've just been zoning out on just different things, man. And, you know, I'll get my taxes done. Finally, I should have my taxes done by next week. And then speaking of maps, globes, and books, land, water, and air, you know, I got to get my passport renewed, so I got to do that this week. And then, you know, I'm on my Art of the Deal, man, my Donald Trump book, man, one of my favorite books. I mean, and he just talks about, I relate to Trump on this, you know, big deals or small deals. Of course, he's doing some what I call dinosaur game hunting. You know what I'm saying? That's like the biggest animal you can, you know what I'm saying, putting up skyscrapers and getting zoning and all that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just feeling that energy, man, because any small deal or big deal, like, he talks about how, like, you know, that's his art form. And that's how I feel, too. You know what I'm saying? When a deal goes through and you juggling different things, trying to make sure it happens, you're trying to appease different things, and you're trying to be diplomatic to make sure everything, you know, goes hand in hand so the deal can go through. Like, I feel that energy. So, yeah, man, so that's my week, man, like I said. Maps, globes, and books, man, exploring, you know what I'm saying, getting ready for this for spring, summer. So that's me.
That's what's up. Smooth, how was your week being old?
Oh, no.
I ain't do shit. I kept my old ass to my motherfucking self. That is all.
Oh, how amazing. I'm looking forward to game night. I was really waiting to get, you know, the new couch in here so that we can do game night. Oh, my God, I cannot wait to do game night because I got a ton of games and things like that, drinking games, that I am so ready to play, right? Game night with some good, you know, Rotel or dip and chips and things like that. This is awesome. So that's one of the things that I'm looking forward to.
Good energy.
That's one of the things. So, check it. Okay, then tonight's topic, sexually free or for the streets? Okay, so there was somebody that made a comment, you know, on my YouTube page, and she was like, you know, he got to make up his mind, and until he make up his mind, I'm going to be doing me. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. And I agreed, right? Because I agreed, right? Because, okay, you got men that understand that they not right and they not going to do right, and they like, shit, baby girl, do you. I respect it. You also have men that's not doing right, but then they like, shit, I need me a chick that when I ain't doing right, she's sitting at home. Those are narcissists, right? And so... You know, I understand her because if a man is not, okay, first of all, you're married or you're single, okay? But I digress. We're not going to get there yet. She said he's not doing right by her, so she's doing her until he figure it out, right? And so somebody came back and was like, well, I get it, but, you know, he tagged me. He said, I get it, but basically that means, so he was like, you know, and I know, you know, she's for the street. Right? Or I guess he was trying to tag her because he was like, you for the streets. And I got upset about him because I deleted it. But the two is like, what do you mean for the streets? Because you for the street, like, we're going to get into it. I'm not even going to take the lead on this one because I have two amazing kings.
She's for the streets. The reason why she's for the streets, because she's waiting for the other nigga. You see what I'm saying? She's using the nigga as an excuse to do what the fuck she want to do, as opposed to just saying, hey, man, I'm going to fuck anyway. You see what I'm saying? So you want to wait for the nigga to do right so you can do right? No, bitch. Get the fuck out of here. You for the streets. Now, if you were just fucking just to fuck, then you just sexually free. But since you using that as a fucking excuse, bitch, you for the streets. Fuck you.
Okay.
It's all about intention. It's all about intentions. If you was about fucking, then you just about fucking. But you using this nigga as an excuse to fuck. So that's why you put a street. Because bitch, you're not being honest about who the fuck you is. You're not being honest.
I see it from a different point of view. Like, he got mad at shit. Like, which one of your baby mama told you that shit?
It's perception of somebody that's trying to manipulate the conversation. That bitch trying to manipulate the conversation. If she really about fucking, then fuck. But you ain't trying.
Bro,
you're like, oh, he ain't
no,
doing
bro.
I need someone to get the fuck out of here.
Bro, no.
Now, he be whipping out that pussy to whip out that pussy. The nigga, he cool. But since he lying about it, bitch, you for the street. Lying asshole. I like the honest
bitch.
Okay,
so bro got about 12 baby mamas, and so somebody done already. No, bro, listen, here's the other point of view to look at this, right? Because that's how I look. This is how I looked at it when I seen it, right? she has somebody that she's really into, right? And instead of her sitting down, twiddling her thumbs, because that's what she really wants, she's going to go and find something to do with her time until he gets right, which is nothing wrong
that's
with
me.
It.
No, there's something wrong with it because you're using a nigga as an excuse to do what you want to do. If you want to fuck, then just go fuck. But don't go ahead and say, oh, man, because he ain't doing right, I'm going to go ahead and do me until he get right. So you waiting for the nigga so you can give the pussy back to the nigga? Man, get the fuck out of here. You lying to yourself, you lying to everybody in the conversation. You see what I'm saying? Like, be honest about who the fuck you is. I love me a good slut, bitch. But if you about fucking, just say you about fucking. Don't say because this nigga fucking them, that's why I'm fucking. Just get the fuck out of here.
All right, Moby, what's
and
your
that's
thought?
Why I look at.
Damn. All right. So, once again, tonight's topic is sexually free or for the streets. So you just
the
gave
for the streets.
Sample. Damn. I'm trying to, I can see both y'all angles. I'm trying to see how, I'm trying to put myself in that position, like, if it was somebody out, like, you know, alternate universe, once again, hashtag happily married man, alternate universe, like, if I was messing with her, but, you know, I was kind of out here, and I'm telling her, like, straight up, like, I'm kind of out here right now. I ain't really trying to settle down and just be with one person, you know what I'm saying? But if you're trying to just, if you rock with that, then you rock with that. So I can see the sexually free part on that because I'm going to set the intention of and just keep it a buck with her from jump, you know what I'm saying, and be like that. So, and that part, you know, I'm like, all right, well, we just sexually free because I ain't trying to handcuff you anyway. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know, I get in where I fit in, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? So that part, I get the sexually free. But on the other hand, if he was, if the dude was on some simp shit and was just like, oh, man, I'm just trying to be with you, and then she just was, like, just out here. Like, then I think she fought the streets in a way. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's about your intentions, man. I said the bitch excuse is why she for the streets. That's why she for the streets, because she's using that as a fucking excuse to fuck. Bitch, if you're going to fuck, go ahead and fuck. That other shit, man, that's some bullshit.
I see your point. You know what I'm saying? But for the streets, sexually free, that can it's kind of saying the same thing.
You lying to yourself and lying to everybody else to do what the fuck you want to do. That's why you
for
the streets.
Whoa. Mo, you said sexually free and for the streets is the same thing?
Listen. In a way, okay. Because it's all about perception. You know what I'm saying? Sexually free could be a nice way of saying for the streets. At the same time, you're just trying to dial it up and make it look more consumable. You know what I'm saying? More politically correct. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
For the streets, sexually free. It's in the same bag to me. You know what I'm saying? Like I mean, I ain't knocking it either way.
Yeah, it's all about definitely
for the streets. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah,
all right,
my,
so
my
now that we got the keys, Port of View. Go for this. What?
No.
Huh?
She talking.
Little quick interlude. All right.
To not order.
Is it one of the children?
Oh, cancel order. It's one of the children. So he was asking a question about some work that he was doing. So listen, okay. So let's back this all the way up, okay? When we talk about it, and see, it was a trick question, right? And Mo was right. That's why I say Mo. I wanted Mo to kind of touch on what he was saying about for the streets and being sexually free, which is basically the same thing, right? People just depending on how they feel, you know, and their preference of words is how they use. But let's just break down this for the streets, okay? So for the streets basically comes from narcissistic men that can't get their way, okay? So a woman cannot be for the streets if she's not married, okay? So if she's married, then she's for the streets, right? Because if you're sleeping around with somebody other than your husband, if she is not married and she is single, she is living her life. She is not attached to anybody. So there's no such thing as for the streets because she has her own free will to do whatever the hell it is that she wants to do. If the man want to lock her down, then he needs to lock her down, move in with her. Now, you could be for the streets if your man live with you as well. or y'all live together. Now, if you yeah. live with somebody, you know what I'm saying, and y'all in a relationship, y'all done, you know, solidified this and, okay, this is what we doing, then great, right? But, okay, if you have an understanding like you guys are in a poly relationship or something, you can't be for the streets because there's a ground, right? You're living a different principle. But when we're talking about for the streets that come from these single men that choose to not step up the proper way and want somebody to wait for them to get ready to do what they're supposed to do, there's no such thing as for the streets, right? You're being narcissist. You're being a narcissist at this time. If you're not doing right by this person and you're expecting somebody to just be loyal to you for you not doing right to them, then that means that this person has self-esteem issues and she don't value herself. Okay, if she is being loyal to someone that's not offering them any goddamn thing. Now, I get smooth aspect of, okay, well, since you want to play, then you for the streets, right? Like, you want to use this as an excuse to do whatever you want to do instead of just doing what you want to do anyways. If I was dealing with somebody that was not committing to me, was not making sure I was straight, was not doing everything that I was supposed to get done, but we dealing with each other, I'm agreeing to just go along with the flow, you can't say that I'm from the streets because I'm going to do me because you're not doing what you need to do. You haven't stepped up and taken me off the map. You haven't stepped up to do whatever it is that needed to be done for it to just be me. So there's no such thing as for the streets. It's just that this term is being used so loosely about being for the streets when people aren't even doing what they need to do to have that person step up. And then men will try to make situations about like, oh, well, you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that. Well, if she shouldn't do that, then what are you doing to make sure that that is confirmed and it's understood that y'all are in a relationship? And let's get this straight for the people that's listening. For the streets means like somebody's a hoe. Or, you know, like they out there, okay, like they got all of these different men and, you know, they're not going to commit, they're not loyal, you know, X, Y, and Z. When you're putting all of those terms on somebody, that got to be somebody that has committed to you or that you have committed to. And at the end of the day, if you haven't committed to that person, you can't say that person's on the street.
What are those for interpretation? That's still bullshit. If anybody wants to use a fucking excuse to do what they want to do, you for the streets. It don't matter if you're going to call them a hoe. It don't matter if you're going to call them a slut. I don't give a fuck. If you're not being honest to me, if you're not being honest to yourself, nigga, you a fucking hoe. You for the streets, bitch. And that's for the males and the females. I'll give two flying shits.
Yeah,
everybody. Like, sexually free, right? Yeah, let's use words open for interpretation. Whatever. I don't give these flying shits. It's all about your intention. You see what I'm saying? If you want to do
right.
something, then do it. But if you want to fuck around and do something, but you want to try to use another aspect of what's going on in your life as an excuse to do it, you for the streets. you're retarded, nigga. You're socially inept. I don't give a fuck. Whatever word we want to use, you are at this particular time in your life. Because you're using that as an excuse to do something that you want to do anyway.
No, that don't mean that they want to do it anyways. Like in these relationships with these new men out here.
I'm going off what you told me. I'm not talking about anything other than that. I'm going off what you're telling me. The example that was given to me. That's what I'm going off. I ain't going off anything.
But to me, it sounds like she really wants to be with this person, but they just won't get right. She really wants to be one with this person, but they not doing right. That don't mean that she necessarily want
to
fuck around.
She's still using her.
But I hear what you're saying, and I hear what you're saying, and I heard you when you said it the first time. But when, like, I've been in a situation where I'd have been deeply in love with somebody, but yet they wasn't ready to do what they needed to do. So it wasn't about me making an excuse. It was about me not twiddling my thumbs, being in my head, because I really want this situation to work, and they not doing what they supposed to do. So therefore, I went to take my mind off of the situation. It wasn't making an excuse to do it. It was, okay, I don't want to be caught in my head sitting around here depressed, thinking about this fool all the time, so I'm going to go and redirect my fucking energy. That don't mean that I was for the streets. That just means that I was redirecting my damn energy so I didn't lose my damn mind thinking about this one situation.
Words will always be open for interpretation, like I said the first time. You wanted an excuse not to think about this nigga.
She is giving a female.
It don't matter. You still use it as an excuse to stop thinking about the nigga. Fuck it. You wanted to fuck. You was horny at that particular time in your life.
That don't mean that she was going to sleep around, though. That don't mean that I was going to sleep around.
I didn't say she was going to get multiple dicks in her. You see what I'm saying? All I'm talking about is the intention. That's it. At no time did I say, man, she's going to get like 15,000 dicks in her mouth. No. I'm just talking about that
you're
one time.
You're
talking about
using
an excuse. And I don't believe in that shit. Like, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. Do it. Don't say, oh, man, because I just need to get this shit off my mind real quick. Oh, nigga, get the fuck out of here. You feel like fucking at that particular time.
Look, there you go with the screwing word. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Okay. I'm sorry for using the word fucking. Screw.
No, I'm just saying
can
it
I
don't have screw? Nothing to do with you know, your asshole. I don't feel like it had nothing to do with that. I mean, all I can say is that I see her point of view. You know, sometimes when you locked in these situations and you want to do something completely different than what you're doing, you have to redirect your attention and your energy. I get that wholeheartedly from this sister. But people, you from the streets. If you ain't locked her down, if you ain't did what you were supposed to do, there's no such thing. You can't be mad because she doing what the hell she got to do because you ain't did what you were supposed to do. There's no such thing as for the streets when you ain't did what you were supposed to do in the first place.
Like I said, words open for interpretation. I'm just going off the excuse. If you're gonna do something, do it. Don't use what's going on in your life as, you know what I'm saying, a reason behind doing the shit. Putting the bitch in the fucking category. It really doesn't fucking matter to me.
When I fuck
because I wanna fuck. I'm not fucking because, oh man, this bitch is pissing me off. Like, no, nigga, I'm horny at this particular time.
But
you see what I'm saying? If you gonna go here and fuck, go ahead and fuck. Don't be like, oh, I'm mad at this nigga. Like, no, bitch, you wanted some upset.
But here's the only thing that I'll say. With this, too, I mean, all right, women is emotional creatures and men is lustful creatures. You know what I'm saying? So she's speaking with emotion and all that. And you speak with
bullshit. Science proves otherwise. At the end of the day, we both have estrogen and testosterone. It just depends on the time of day if you have higher amounts of estrogen or if you have lower amounts of testosterone. We are all the fucking same. Hoes get horny just like niggas get horny.
Dude.
People want to fuck.
Most
got emotional niggas that got extra estrogen in their body. It's all chemical.
True.
So let's get that one thing straight. If that was the case, there would be no fucking prostitutes on both sides of the spectrum.
I get it. But I'm just saying from that perspective, how she said it, it seemed like it was kind of like an emotional response to her guy. You know what I'm saying? And
that's a fucking excuse to do something you want to do. That's all that is a conversation.
This is why we got emotion. You can just be direct. I could take all the emotion out and just be straight up. Like, I don't really have, I can really control my emotions. You know what I'm saying? I'm not emotional at all. Like, I can be cold as fuck. Like, that's why I relate to that Iceberg Slim shit. Cold. But what I'm saying is, you know, she seemed like she was making an emotional response, you know what I'm saying, to that. And, you know, and then I think Black was able to relate to that emotion on the female part, you know what I'm saying, and kind of see where it is, you know. But I digress.
Yeah, it's a hell of a fucking topic about this one particular subject. We should have had, like, multiple different
So it's like, you got other any other, I guess,
was this the only example, Black?
Yeah, because the term itself should not be used by people that are not in committed relationship or married in general.
And I'm posting it on there, too. Yeah, everybody's all over the place.
You don't like the term. All right, so the term kind of just turned you off. When the dude just said, oh, she's for the street, it seemed like that triggered you, Black.
Yeah,
right.
Like, what the hell that mean? Like, if you don't go so well, talking crazy like that, for the what now? What is that?
But also,
what does that entail?
You gotta understand the guys, because we lustful, and it's territorial too. It's nature. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of guys, I'm one of them. I want my cake and eat it too. You know what I'm saying? But you got to make sure that you got the type of female that's going to be conducive to that situation. You know what I'm saying? Once again, #happily married men. But You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta, she gotta, your mate gotta know how you are. You know what I'm saying? And she can't repress that. You know what I'm saying? So, but some guys is territorial. They want to fuck other shit, and they want you to just stay in line. You know what I'm saying? But if she conducive to it, then that's a bet. If not, then you know she might be for the streets. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Don't hate the game. You know, don't hate the player, hate the game if somebody, you know, take your chick or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's how the game is going to be played. If you wasn't really trying to fully commit the way she wanted to, and she got out here and somebody else snatched her up, and now she don't want to mess
with you. Exactly. Exactly, Mo. Exactly.
Yeah.
What? No, nigga, it's not it yet.
What's up, Mo? What you got?
It's not about like, at the end of the day, when you said don't hate the player, hate the game, nigga, don't hate the game. The game was fun to you in the beginning, so why hate it now?
What you mean? I'm just saying if the guy – now I'm talking about it from the guy's point of view. So I'm just saying –
it don't really matter, nigga. When you said don't hate the player, hate the game, I said, well, the game ain't do shit to you. You was in love with the game in the beginning, but now that you fucked around, you lost a little piece, now you want to hate the game? No, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Everybody won't fucking get mad at the TV. You see what I'm saying? When they see something that they don't want to see, change the fucking channel, nigga.
True.
That's the same
yeah.
thing with the game. Like, if shit happened in the fucking game, you ain't appreciative to me, man, change that shit.
All I'm just trying to
but
say
don't
is, I'm looking at
don't
it.
Don't hate
dude,
the
dude. Like, at first I can't really look at, I mean, I can try to see it from the, I'm going to see all sides, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to see how the female said it, and it seemed like an emotional kind of response. But then now I'm switching over to, like, if I'm the guy, I'm like, yo, I'm doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really trying, because I just told you, like, if I'm doing my thing and I'm out here and I'm telling you, like, if you go mess with me, this is the terms and this is the terms we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? And then if she can say, like, well, she going to do her, then I'm like, all right, bet. So now it's just like, now if I can deal with that, like, all right, I'll just mess with you when I want to mess with you. You know what I'm saying? But if somebody somebody end up locking her down or wiping her up, I gotta deal with that. I gotta be good with that. You know what I'm saying? Because I was just like,
right.
You know what? I wasn't trying to commit. That's what I'm saying. That's it.
Well, then don't say don't hate the player, hate the game. That's all I'm saying.
I love it. I love it. Well, at the end of the day, it seems like y'all need about 50 minutes of World Famous Chop Up tonight. So.
Well, luckily, I got a loaded world. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot going on, so I got a lot of stuff to chat about. So I can hold it down. So now, without further ado, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna get into my favorite part of the show. This is the World Famous Chop Up. So anybody new to the show, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on different topics that I thought was interesting. So before I do that,
one topic.
Okay, it's cool. Like I said, I'm loaded tonight, so it's all good. What you got?
I only have one topic, and then you know I'm muting it out, right? But here's my topic that I want to talk about.
Like, because I still be wanting to converse with you on some stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, y'all right there, but I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back once I'm done doing what I'm doing, okay? But towards, like, the end. But listen, I have one topic, right? And this is a serious topic. I don't talk about people's children, so, you know, I'm going to kind of, like, skate around this conversation just a tad bit. But Royce, okay, well, everybody should know Dwight Howard, okay? He's an NBA player, and he has quite a few children, you know, out there from quite a few different women. And he has a child by this young lady named Royce. She used to be a cheerleader for the Orlando Magic. That's where she met Dwight Howard, if I'm not mistaken. She was cheerleading for the team that he played ball for. They started their little thing. They had a child together. So she was going on to Basketball Wives, and Basketball Wives Miami, and she said he was not approving of that and said that he wouldn't have any parts of it or deal with her anymore if she went on Basketball Wives Miami, but she still did it. She did a couple of seasons, and then she backed out, you know, a little petite girl, you know, good girl or whatever. And they have a son together, and their son is suffering from traumatic issues. And one of these traumatic issues makes him, like, when he gets angry, he says that he wants to release sexual frustration. Now, this child is 13 years old, and the internet went crazy. Everybody blamed her. Now, he is at fault in this case because due to his previous situations, you know, he has to see a therapist, and he is court-ordered to not be around any children that is more than 2 years younger than him, okay? So this is where Royce is wrong, because she's dating someone else, and they and this person has a six-year-old. And they have left her 13-year-old around the six-year-old, and on two occasions, he, you know, made the boy do some things, okay? I'm just going to say that. And so, you know, the information got out. You know, they charged her with something, and the information, you know, got out to the media, okay? Which I think it was TMZ that leaked it, and this is how disgusting, low down and dirty this media is, right? It's not that important to have a story to put somebody out there and not take into consideration the children involved, right? Now, this has been something that this kid has been suffering with for some time. He goes through this, like, at the beginning it was coming out how he was acting out because his father was not around, and his father did not want to be around, and he knew exactly who his father was, right? And then it came to this other particular frustration in which he's getting extensive counseling for. So it's Roy's fault, because you already know what the court order says, right? So you already know that you are dealing with the situation with your child. It's not easy raising these children by yourself. You don't know if your child is going to have any type of issues, and whatever it is, you have to work with your child. You can't give up on your child because they have these issues, right? But the thing is that the internet went crazy, and Royce this and Royce that, and not one time did I hear Dwight and Royce's child. The whole internet, Royce's son, right? And so this was something else that was put out to deter and beat down another black woman, in which I hate that. I hate that she did not do what she needed to do. But when are we going to make Dwight Howard take accountability? Because for this kid to have such deep-rooted anger, right, it's stemming from somewhere, and the major piece in his life is stemming from his dad being famous and not wanting to be a part of his life. So where is Dwight? When is he going to step up? When is he going to be held accountable, right? And I was so sad because, one, it was too much information released to the media, and two, it's just that everybody blamed the mother when she's a single mother out here trying to live a life. And listen, I be walking around the house like, shit, I need a damn break. And the only time that I really get an honest break is when the baby daddy comes, he make the kids give me a break, right? And so whenever he's here, however long he's here, then I get a piece of a break. And then he's like, okay, calm down, don't worry about it, whatever. That's the only time that they're going to listen. Any other time I could be like, leave me alone. They're going to knock on my door till I open it, right? And so, like, it takes more than one parent, right? And that's just the bottom line. It takes more than one parent to raise a child. And if your child... What?
Is the child mentally retarded?
I don't know if he's mentally off. They just said that he's in counseling and stuff like that.
Well, the only reason why I asked that is because you already know one of my baby mamas. She's a fucking therapist. And kids that are mentally retarded, when retarded means slowed down regardless of the fact. So everybody be like, oh, man, he's being mean. No, shut the fuck up. So the kids that have some type of mental degradation, they have intense desires. They have an intense hypersexuality to release from time to time. That's why I'm asking, and it's just uncontrollable. It's a chemical imbalance, and sometimes they have to take fucking medication for that shit. That's why I'm asking, is the kid mentally retarded? Because I've had to deal with that numerous fucking times. So if the boy is fucking mentally retarded and shit, there's nothing she could have done other than put him on some type of medication. Unfortunately, like, there is no counseling for shit like that. Like, it's just chemical. Sometimes that shit just happens. Like, you know how some people, they just have, like, this intense-ass rage. You see what I'm saying? It just happens. Spontaneous rage. Look it up. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm asking, is the motherfucker mentally retarded? Like, has he been diagnosed as having something that's triggering that shit? If it is, then, man, look, all you can do is put them on medication to try to control that shit.
Right, right. But that was my story. And it sounds like what you just said. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, of course, he's going to need more therapy, and he's going to need to be diagnosed and things like that. And my heart goes out to her dealing with the situation that she's dealing with in reference to, you know, her son. And I'm sending love and light to her because I know it's not easy, you know, like me. And I'm 90%+ of the time with mine by myself, right? So I get it. But that's all that I had to say so y'all can take it over.
So, all right, question. Do they stay in the same state? Does the dad and the child stay in the same state?
I don't know where Dwight Howard lives. I'm pretty sure he got something in Miami. I mean, I think she's down in Miami. So I'm pretty sure that he got something down there.
Oh, okay, because I know one thing, man. It's never easy when the distance actually gets between you and the fucking child. Like, right now, I have three kids in fucking Mississippi. So the time that we used to spend together is no longer being spent. And, like, now, you know what I'm saying, there's a resentment that's being displayed between my kids and the mom and shit like that. So it is what it is, man. Sometimes you can try to be super dad or Superman, and it just don't work. Now, I'm not saying that for Dwight Howard because I don't know the nigga situation. I just know as a fucking father, man, a lot of shit happens, especially when you're attempting to provide for everybody.
No, he don't want to be a part of them because he got some type of vendetta with her, and that man done had all types of kids after that when he got all kind of shit going on with him. He just fucked up his damn self.
Well, if that's the truth, then I mean, shit, then that's, you know, we would have to handle that shit like the family and the community would have to handle him accordingly. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really do the social media shit, so I don't really, fuck, I don't even watch basketball, so I don't even know who the fuck the nigga is, but I'll be honest.
Well, yeah, that's a serious topic, though. I mean, but that's interesting. I mean, because at this point, you know, I lean on y'all when these type of topics come out and, you know, get y'all perspective. But very interesting perspective on that, you know, with kids and situations and, you know, so.
I just know as a dad, I'm the best dad in the world until I piss somebody off.
That's always the case. You're the best person
right,
ever.
You know what I mean? Then all of a sudden, I ain't shit until, you know what I'm saying, I do something to make them happy. Like, wait a minute, bitch, I was in shit yesterday. Well, you know, I didn't mean it. Oh, nigga, fuck you, dude. You got me fucked up. Stupid ass.
That's a fact. All right, so I'm going to run down these topics, man. So a couple of things, man, a lot of things that I just was kind of paying attention to, man. I was just like, all right, let me jot this down. It's going to be kind of interesting. So being that I got about 40 minutes to kind of spread this out, I'm just going to go from one. I got about 14 topics. You know, some of them could be long, some of them can be short. But I'm going to run it down. I got some sports topics. I got some music topics. I got some just, you know, just a lot of just things in media that I've just been seeing. You know what I'm saying? So so first off, I kind of teased this a couple weeks ago, and I was seeing this one show that – and look, I was a TV person when I was younger. Then I really got into music and reading and just, you know, other things or whatever as far as my entertainment. You know what I'm saying? But now, you know, the way you can kind of stream and make everything just conducive to your situation so you can handle your business, and then when you got that downtime, you can kind of just relax and watch some stuff. Like, I've really been able to just cater my television watching to, like, just learning, you know what I'm saying? So I'm being entertained, but I'm learning at the same time, and I just think that's amazing, man. It's an amazing time to live in of how you can digest media now, you know what I'm saying? So with that being the case, so like I said, it was a show that my wife, and big shout out to my wife, you know what I'm saying? I don't rock with a lot of stuff she watches because we got different things. But I told you our guilty pleasure that we kind of just come together is usually like reality shows. But lately, I've been just getting into some other shows as I, you know, just been able to find some stuff that I'm just really interested in knowing more about. So I say that to say this. So my wife, she started watching this this one show, and I stumbled upon it because she was watching this one corny kind of like English show, and I just didn't give it no thought. And then she switched to this other show, I guess, that, you know, she probably saw it in the thing like, you know, if you like this, you should probably try this. So she started watching this show called Harlots. And so I was just kind of half watching it, you know what I'm saying, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, saying, so I think I started kind of really paying attention towards the last couple of episodes when she was just, like, finishing out because she was kind of binging off of it, right? So then I was like, you know what? I kind of surprised her because she thought I was just dissing it, you know what I'm saying? And I was just like, you know, I'm kind of I kind of want to take that from the beginning and see what it's all about. So anyway, the show is called Harlots. And now, like I said, with my HBO Max, like, I've really been like I said, just catering like my watch in a certain way. So I love to just kind of connect the dots and just watch things and take me back to a certain time period. So I told you, you know, I was reading this book called The Middle Passage. I still got to get back to it. I kind of put it on pause or whatever because I usually read multiple books at one time. But Middle Passage is, you know, about the slave trade, you know what I'm saying, the Atlantic slave trade from Africa to the Americas. And I just thought this book was interesting because it was showcasing, you know, a freed slave that got on the boat. And then, you know what I'm saying, he could speak English, read and write and all that good stuff. But, you know, he was helping the slavers, you know what I'm saying, basically. So I thought that was just an interesting point of view. I never really saw it from that angle. And then now I told you, you know, I think as black folks, you know what I'm saying, especially black Americans, I think it's very – very vital to our development to kind of see things from both sides. I know it's hard. It's hard because it's set up, this country, everything the way it's set up for you to just look at it from the slave point of view. Because naturally, if you're a brown person, you're going to relate to the person is brown. You know what I'm saying? And generally, in most cases, that's the slave or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, because, you know, a lot of times our history isn't taught here the way it should be, you know, or it should be, but it's definitely not going to be, you know what I'm saying? I've already just made peace with that. You know what I'm saying? If you want to, I think, Smooth, you made a great point. It was this one call of the call then. It was talking about, you know, they only going to, you know, they give you certain things and stuff like that. And you made a good point. Like, if you want certain information, you got to hunt for it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not going to be given to you. The stuff that's given to you is given to you for a reason, you know what I'm saying, to get you a certain way. So I say that all that to say this, you know, so that takes place, so I'm like kind of fascinated with that time period and what was going on, you know what I'm saying, and just from the, if you was a owner, if you was just a politician, if you was a lawyer, just, you know, just that society, early American society. So Harlots takes place in England. Right. And basically it's during that same time period, but it's some straight, like, it's like a whole house, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? So it's a place, harlot is just a old school word to say a hoe, you know what I'm saying? But, it's very interesting to just see the different characters. And like I said, unlike if it's like some old, The Mac or some black exploitation film that comes on and, you know what I'm saying? And it showcases the whole pimps, the whole mentality, people kind of look down upon it because it's more black and it's more raw or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So they're like, oh, that's just too much, you know what I'm saying? But if it's all dialed up, like I was just talking about earlier in the show, just saying sexually free or for the streets, you know what I'm saying? It's basically the same thing, but if you, it's just the way you word certain things and people kind of they can digest it better. So Harlots is very interesting because if you watch it, you know what I'm saying, it's old English, so it's mostly white people. And, you know, it's one, couple black characters that's on the show. And I just think that's interesting because it's during those times. So, you know, those times you had to be careful. Not to give it away too much, you know what I'm saying, because I'm still watching it. So I'll probably come back later on and, you know, later on in the different shows or whatever as I watch more about it to talk about it. But one of the main characters, the black character, is a black guy. And he's got a baby with the madam, you know what I'm saying, of the whorehouse, you know what I'm saying? And he kind of like holds it down and kind of like a bouncer. He's like a, you know, bouncer to the club, you know what I'm saying? So when the different people come in to go upstairs to see the ladies, you know, he checks them out, makes sure gets the money and makes sure they ain't getting too rough or nothing like that. So it's just interesting. And then, you know, the one is another black character who was, I don't know, she was just, she had she was a mistress to some merchant or whatever in England. And then, so she was living good. They had a couple kids together, but then a dude died, and then the kids took over, and then the kid was like, you know, just basically was about to sell her two kids. It was half black mulatto, basically half black, half white, because they was, you know what I'm saying, she had kids by the white guy that was like her that she was a mistress to. So long story short, he was going to sell them into slavery. And so she was pissed off, but she was free. He made sure that she had free papers, you know, and she was straight. But the kids didn't have it. So the kids technically was the property of the grown kids of the mistress guy or whatever, or the guy that died or whatever, that she was the mistress to. Long story short, to pay off the debt, to get her kids out, she goes and starts working at the madam's house. So it's just interesting. It's a lot of just interesting dynamics. I just think it's a cool show. If you get a chance, check it out. You know what I'm saying? But I just think it's deep. And then it just shows you. And then, like, another interesting part about it, it's just interesting, you know what I'm saying, is the madam, she got two daughters. And the madam, of course, she used to be a hoe or whatever. And then she just bossed up, and she got the whole madam house or whatever, right? But she got two daughters, and the one daughter is older, and she became like a, because it's a big thing back in those days to become a mistress to, like, if you had a guy of high status or whatever, and he had a wife or whatever, but, you know, he could take on a mistress. And then if you take on a mistress, you're like exclusive to that person, and you're just gonna, you know, kind of just, you know, you straight in a way if you're a mistress. So she's got one daughter that becomes a mistress to one of the high-class socialites that's in England at the time. And then she's got another daughter that's like probably like 16, 17. And the ill part about it is, like, she needed some money because she wanted to move into a better neighborhood so she can get better clientele. And then it was just the part that she needed the money. And then the daughter's like, you know, you could sell my – it's kind of – you know, rough talking about it, but you can sell my virginity and stuff like that. So it's just deep, you know what I'm saying? So it's just interesting seeing it from that perspective. I know it's a different era and stuff like that, but, you know, it's just a very interesting show, man. But Harlots is definitely, check it out. It's on Hulu. I would love to see, you know, if any callers, anybody listening, see what they thought about it, call it in, and we can talk about it, because this is real adult talk, you know what I'm saying? So I like to, you know, we don't shy away from the topic. So I just think that's a cool, interesting show. So that's one thing. Now, another show that I was kind of checking out, and I just want to say big shout out to Sweeten, you know what I'm saying? They always come in at number two as far as, you know, as far as our listeners, as far as countries or whatever. And I always, you know, say big shout out to Viking Country. Another show that came back, I'm on my English shit, is The Last Kingdom. That kind of returned back to Netflix. And The Last Kingdom is ill, too, because, you know, I was zoning out on Vikings. You know what I'm saying? Vikings is a very good show. And now they got another one called Valhalla that I'll probably get into. And I just love learning like this. So this is going back even further in time, you know what I'm saying, to, like, where you know, like, you had the Roman Catholic Church really just becoming big and stuff like that, and taking over Europe or whatever. And then you had the Vikings that was pagan, you know what I'm saying? So you got that conflict of, you know, so-called the church trying to sophisticate everybody and, you know, make everything just one God to where we're at now as far as religion in America and South America, even though America's more Christian, South America's more Catholic. It's just an interesting dynamic, the whole, you know, Viking versus Anglo-Saxon or whatever you want to call it, English or whatever at the time. So that's pretty dope, you know what I'm saying? So with The Last Kingdom, I think it was about four seasons, and then all of a sudden it got canceled, but then mad people started saying, like, oh, no, this is good, and we ain't even, like, wrap it up of how it is, so it just came back. So I kind of just started that. So that's pretty good, man. So, you know, as that kind of progresses, you know what I'm saying, I'll probably come back and touch bases on that. So that's just a couple of the TV shows that I'm kind of zoning out on in the last week. Now switching gears to some sports topics real quick. Big shout out to Russell Wilson. You know what I'm saying? So him and Sierra will be moving to Denver, Colorado. So, man, I'm loving the NFL. I love the spaces in. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely my favorite sport to watch on TV. That's the only sport that I can truly watch week to week, and you know what I'm saying, and I'm engaged. You know what I'm saying? I don't even got to watch it all. Like, you know, during the season, the storylines, and, you know, I know so much because I've been following football for so long. I don't even need to watch the game, or if I do watch the game, I can just already know if it's going to be a good game or not just by the players and the teams that's playing each other. So Russell Wilson, of course, you know, he won Super Bowl with the Seattle Seahawks and almost won back-to-back, but, you know, Tom Brady and the Patriots, they had, like, a big play, defensive play. Everybody talks about this where if they would have just gave it to Marshawn Lynch, it was, like, on the one-yard line, they would have won, but Russell Wilson ended up throwing, like, a pick six at the end of the game, and that's what kind of – because at that point, Tom Brady had probably won, like, five championships, and he was kind of, like, on a little drought, and that's what sparked his second wave of championships that game. But anyway, you know, and then Russell Wilson, of course, at that time was a young quarterback, and they had the Legion of Boom, stout defense. But now, you know what I'm saying, Pete Carroll, he's been a coach, and he's an old guy now. He's probably like 72 or whatever, so that's kind of old as far as coaching. So he's got kind of some, like, archaic, you know, just run the ball defense. And, you know, Russell Wilson, at his point in his career now, you know, he's like, yo, I don't want to just – be no system quarterback, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can put the franchise on my back and win games. And that's been working the last, you know, couple years. But this last year, you know, you can see how he was kind of getting frustrated, wanted something different, was just not feeling it. And the Denver Broncos, man, that's just going to be a good landing spot for Russ. So that's going to be interesting, man, because that's a stout division. So that's the, what's that, the AFC West.
No.
That division is going to be legit, man. So, you know, you got Russell Wilson with Denver Broncos. You got this young dude with the L.A. Chargers. Of course, you got Kansas City Chiefs. You know what I'm saying? They're always tough. You got the Raiders. You know what I'm saying? So that's just going to be a good division, man. So I'm interested to see how that's going to shape up. So, yeah, man, just new energy, man. So, like I said, these franchise quarterbacks is like NBA players now. You know what I'm saying? Like, they starting to get traded and, you know, and be on the move. So it's just good energy, man, for the league, man. And I think Denver, big shout-out to the Denver Broncos. I always got a tremendous respect for the Denver Broncos, even though they used to beat my Browns back in the day. But John Elway, they got just a good tradition, you know what I'm saying? And when Peyton Manning came here, won a couple championships, you know, at the end of his career when he left the Colts. So it's going to be interesting to see. And finally, you know, John Elway, he's like the big executive there running football operations. So, you know, this is first big splash since Peyton Manning. So it's going to be an interesting story to just keep your eye on. And it's just going to be cool seeing how, you know, I don't really get into the celebrity gossip and all that, but, you know, except when I'm like a fan of certain people or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I like them as a couple, man. So big shout out to Russell Wilson, Sierra. I think they just – make a good couple, man. So it's going to be interesting to see how she transitions. See if she's still going to do music, you know what I'm saying? Even if she don't, she already kind of solidified her legacy, you know what I'm saying? Sierra gets a lot of respect.
Last time you did a song, first of all.
Yeah, I know it's been a minute, but she, you know, she just, you know, she's kept.
I think it's been over a decade. Music over. Next time you hear Sierra come out with a song, Rihanna going to come out with a song, too. It's over,
I
nigga.
Know, right?
This is good.
Both. But, you know, both of them is solidified, man. So now she's just chilling, man. So it's just going to be interesting to see her transition. See, is she going to do any more music, or is she just going to be like, you know, housewife now, chilling in Denver, man? Denver's the place that's always been intriguing to me, man. Like, I definitely want to venture out to Denver, man, eventually one of these years or whatever. You know what I'm saying? As, you know, each year I try to go to a new place that I've never been. But Denver definitely could be on my radar. It just seems like different. Colorado, the whole – I heard their airport is crazy. You know, very interesting airports they have. So, yeah, Denver, man. So that's going to be good. So I just love how, you know, the NFL, when the team is good, how the city gets showcased. So it's going to be interesting to see the Denver Broncos. So they've always been a story franchise. Now, speaking to, I got another another story that I thought was interesting. Calvin Ridley, I think he's a wide receiver of the Atlanta Falcons, if I'm not mistaken. I don't really follow – I haven't been following the Falcons really like that since Mike Vick, you know, got his dog fighting situation. So I'm kind of on the outside looking in as far as their organization. But I know Calvin Ridley, if I'm not mistaken, he's one of their wide receivers. But he was basically suspended for the whole season and because of gambling. So they found out, I guess, that he bet on some games or whatever. And right now, that's serious business, man. So they're going to really – all these leagues is not going to play around with that because I told you, right now, FanDuel, and they've been trying to get me, but I'm good. I'm going to say just with my stocks and stuff like that as far as investing in, you know, investing some real estate. So I ain't going to open up Pandora's box as far as sports betting, man. Even though I know I could be good at it probably, I don't even well, – it's cool
it's
winning money,
illegal.
But I hate losing money.
What's it's up? Not illegal to bet on games as long as you're not betting against your team.
Okay. So did you hear about this story?
No.
Oh, okay.
But, like,
oh, yeah,
they had to clarify that shit because, you know, once they started to open up gambling sites and shit – to the public, they was asking questions about that. So as long as the player ain't trying to shave points, you see what I'm saying, or bet against the fucking team, then it's okay. So what exactly, you know what I'm saying, was this motherfucker doing?
Yeah, so look, I didn't dive into it. I just saw it. It just came across my my phone, and I was like, oh, shit, that's interesting. But, you know, it had to be somewhere he bet. You know what? I'm going to do a little bit more research and talk about it a little bit more next week because I think this is going to be a fascinating story going forward because, like I said, it's a reminiscent of Pete Rose, you know, and Pete Rose, it's an old school story now, so a lot of the young listeners probably don't even know who Pete Rose is. But the people out there, yeah, Pete Rose was a legendary player back in, like, the 70s, you know what I'm saying? He was a very good player, got a lot of records. I think he's got – he had the stolen base record until Ricky Henderson broke it in like the 80s, but just a very they just called him Charlie Hustle, man, because he could hustle around the bases back in the day, Cincinnati Reds, and then he became the coach or the manager, but then you know it came out that he was betting on games and he's been suspended from baseball since then, and this scandal probably came out late 80s, and he got
over 30 years. They still ain't letting that motherfucker in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's crazy too, man. And that's the part about it too, man. The guy loves baseball, and this is why baseball is bullshit. And I just can't. I don't even. It's not interesting to me no more. And because it's just a bunch of old people that just like traditionalists. It's not changing with the times, and that's why baseball is in the state that it's in now. You know what I'm saying? Where no young people really follow it, especially young black people. And that's you definitely want that viewership. But anyway. You know, we set the trend.
Shit, they don't need it. They got the Japanese and they got the you know what I'm saying, the Dominicans and shit like that. So
yeah, you're right, and that's why they're cocky with it. But you know, but that's why you know it's just you know because it still does well at the gates. You know, and baseball. I went to a baseball game probably a few years ago. I mean, it's still like just a peaceful game to go watch at the park. But it's
other than soccer, baseball is the number one grossing sport. In America,
no, soccer
is worldwide.
No. America is not better. It's not bigger than football. It doesn't grow more than football. Football is number one.
Yes, it does.
Point blank.
Baseball grows more. Baseball grows twice the amount of money just based off the fucking hats alone than the NFL. Look it up. Yeah.
Maybe hats. Maybe that part. But
baseball produces way more money than the NFL. It's not even a competition. Yeah, ain't that about a bitch? Nigga, baseball's still number one, financially speaking, in America. Now, in the world, soccer, nigga, you can't compete with soccer. Like,
okay,
sweet
yeah, soccer, but I'm talking about America. No,
America, baseball is the number one grossing sport.
All right, I see
you can't beat the head.
So maybe that's why they're so cocky. But I know they do still well at the gates. And like I said, the hats, like you said, is definitely a big seller. You know what I'm saying? But as far as TV, they're not getting nothing. The TV money is trash. You know what I'm saying? Because the ratings is no good with baseball. You know what I'm saying? That's why you can barely see baseball on TV and stuff like that. And it's just a very slow game on TV. But I say all that to say this. I digress. But basically, Pete Rose, you know what I'm saying, he became a manager and got a lifetime ban. And now this is the first time. But this kind of brings me back because I ain't going to say it's the first time, but it's the first modern time that – or recent times, I'm going to say, that somebody's got suspended over gambling. Now, this brings me back to Michael Jordan, right? Because I think Michael Jordan, you know what I'm saying, when he left and played baseball, they played it off that way because that was just the way they wanted to sell it to the media because Michael Jordan's the biggest sports person ever, you know what I'm saying? So to have him get suspended and have a scandal at that point would have just crushed back ever, you know what I'm saying? So and he was just a cash cow for everybody involved with Michael Jordan. So but that just kind of – it's kind of fishy of how that all happened. And then, you know what I'm saying, you know, I know his father, you know, had died and it was, you know, some rumors happening, but it was some gambling and stuff like that. And it was like payback or something like that. And, you know, anybody that's in the know knows that Michael Jordan, especially in those times, was a big gambler. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just something that fed his competitive nature. You know what I'm saying? Certain things, some people like that, geniuses or just, you know, people that just excels in one thing, you know, it's usually like coupled with like a vice, you know what I'm saying? It gives them that energy to it's like that mental energy, you know what I'm saying? Michael Jordan, to me, personifies that. Like, he just wants to win so bad and no matter what he does. And, you know, gambling is just a part of it because he just knows he just has that will to win. But I think that kind of, you know, got him in a little trouble. And then when he left and retired the first time, you know what I'm saying? And he did the baseball thing. I think that was just the NBA was like, yo, you know, let's pivot a little bit so everything dies down and just come back. But, you know, so I say that once again to say all this. FanDuel, I was just talking to a couple of my colleagues, right? And they know I know sports and stuff like that. So they, you know, can we talk about sports? And a couple of them were just talking about the bets they had. And it's crazy because I guess now, like I said, I'm not even opening up Pandora's box. But if you go to, like, FanDuel, they got so many different categories. I mean, they bet on everything now, points, assists, the first person to make the point. Just all anything you can bet on, they have it. And there's just so many different categories that you can get that you can bet on. And depending on how much money you get.
Hold up.
Go ahead.
Hold up. As of November 19, 2021, the NFL has eclipsed the Major League Baseball by $1 billion.
I told you that. But I'm glad you looked it up.
No, they just made it. I want to hear that shit. They just made it.
Motherfucker,
a few months ago. A few months ago, I want to hear it. Look.
Just made it.
And that was
awesome
for the TV deal. All one of these major fucking TV deals eclipsed that shit.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. Baseball is trash on TV. And basketball, for the most part, is trash now on TV, too. I think the playoffs is going to make up a little bit a piece of that. But right now, basketball is a trashy-ass product on TV. The only thing that really translates on TV that's actually a better product on TV than it is to go to the game is football. Football is theater on TV. You know what I'm saying? That's why I love it. But if you go to the game, you're not going to experience it because the way football is made for TV, the way it goes. I remember I went to a football game. This is probably years back. But, you know,
baseball pulled in $15 billion.
Yeah, no,
and the NFL pulled in $16 billion. That was just based off a fucking TV deal. So if it wasn't for that one TV deal, as far as the NFL, the Super Bowl is concerned, baseball would still be the number one fucking grossest sport in America.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's just that the baseball, like I said, the gate does well, the gate and their apparel. You know, people still will buy the baseball hats. You know what I'm saying? I still got a few fitted hats myself, you know what I'm saying, that I wear from time to time. So I know that. The apparel and the gates, but the TV, it's just where they lack at. But yeah, so you know that's interesting with this whole FanDuel. So like I was just saying, so now with gambling just being more accepted now, this is going to be a big thing because they want to make sure that no person, you know, gets to the point where they start shaving points and then, you know, and then, like, it's they lose what's the word I'm looking for? But, you know, if somebody just cheats and shaves points just
right.
so, you know, somebody can win. You know what I'm saying? That would just be –
that's going to be based off the contract. You already know they're gonna change the fucking contract to make it to where they're not allowed to do it.
Exactly. I don't even – they probably going to make it like that because they're going to look at you like you make too much money to be gambling anyway. So gambling is – we find that you have a FanDuel account, you suspend it. Or, you know what I'm saying, your contract is voided or something like that because they just want to – they want to keep that separate, you know what I'm saying? Because that's how you know it's good because for the longest time, that's the reason why they didn't want any sports teams in Vegas. But now, you know, Vegas has a hockey team and they have the Raiders. So if sports is too much, now they figured out a way to tax it so, and the money, the country needs revenue, you know what I'm saying? And they know that's a cash cow, sports betting, and now because people was doing it anyway, so now they can just legalize it, tax it and get a percentage, big money. And they make it so easy for you to set up this FanDuel account and start betting. It's like simple. You know, that's the main thing with gambling in casinos, just to make it just so easy that you don't even feel that you're losing money. And then, you know, you win a couple times to give you that urge to keep gambling again. And then by the time you even realize it, you lost what you won, and then you lost even more. So now the profit goes back to the casinos. That's another reason I love the Donald Trump art of the deal book because he was just talking about, you know, now probably not so much, but I'm sure it still generates money. But back in the 80s, he was killing it in Atlantic City with the Trump casinos and all that stuff there, man. Big time cash cow, man. You own a casino, man. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I digress. So that's that. Speaking of keeping it on basketball, though, big shout-out to Kyrie Irving. So Kyrie, man, hit for 50, you know what I'm saying, 50 points the other day. And I will say this about Kyrie, man. You know, it's all about leverage. Right now he's still got leverage, man. He's still eating off that championship that he had with LeBron in Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? Me being a person that's from Cleveland. And I know how the city was starved for a championship because it had been so long. And, you know, the Cleveland fandom is crazy. That's why I probably am such a sports fan myself because I grew up there. And, you know, sports is just big business in Cleveland. It really boosts the economy of the city when the sports teams is doing good. So with that being the case, Kyrie hit for 50. And the reason why Kyrie Irving, he's using his leverage to it because he knows there's nobody – is offensively gifted in the league right now than Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving, if you really watch him offensively, now defensively, no, of course not. You know what I'm saying? He's a lot of times defensive liability. Defense is not too good. But offensively, the guy can score well. He is literally a mixture of Allen Iverson and Kobe Bryant. If you just mix them up, you get Kyrie Irving. And I've never seen – he's got the best dribbling skills I've probably ever seen in the league. Which gives him the handling like a car, you know what I'm saying, with good handling. Like you got a BMW, you know what I'm saying, that handling. I used to have a BMW a few years back. That handling is crazy, you know what I'm saying, and he has that on the court. And then you got the shooting, you know what I'm saying, shooting and the will to take the last shot like a Kobe Bryant. So, it's just watching him play basketball is literally a work of art. He knows this. And he leverages it to his advantage. And, you know, I hate it and I love it. I love it because, you know, if I was him, I'd probably do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're smart, and you know, and it seems like you're a little bit more spiritually gifted than most as far as black folks too. You know what I'm saying? Not to down our culture because I see the spirituality coming back. But most people's religion is not spiritual. It's a difference. When you're spiritual, you kind of see certain things a different way. And I think that's why Kyrie moves the way he moves. But that's the part I love. The part I hate is because I'm still a fan of the game. And then I can see it from the owner's point of view. Like, if you was my player, I'd be like, dude, what the fuck? Like, come on, man, get your shot, dude. Like, I got the shot, get the shot. You know what I'm saying? Let's. That's why I signed you to this multi-million-dollar contract. But he leverages it. He knows he's got the money. He knows he's got the championship. He knows he's got the offensive basketball skills. And he plays it. You know what I'm saying? So I say all that to say this. like I said, I'm not a
you
big fan
me
of
for my skills. You didn't pay me for my health. So suck a dick.
True. That's what I said. I see it both ways. I literally see it both ways. You know what I'm saying? So, and like, so that's why I said I hate it and I love it at the same time. But I was watching the Knicks-Nets game. I just watched a little bit of it. It wasn't much to see because, like I said, I haven't really been enjoying basketball this season on TV at all. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully the playoffs will change that. But there is a couple of good storylines starting to brew up. So right now New York is going through a situation like we just went maskless like this last week. So now it's up to your discretion. So even if you're at a place of business working or if you're a consumer coming to buy something in a place of business, you don't have to wear your mask. It's not required. So,
man, that's only because Biden numbers are so shitty. Every fucking liberal city now is going fucking no more fucking mask mandate. Suck a dick.
That and just the economy. The economy needs a boost. They need people to get out the house and be comfortable and spend money. You know what I'm saying? Especially New York City. New York City need it. They need this. They need the people to get going, man. Business is needed, especially going into the spring, summer, which is a whole, you know, this is the vacation time, tourist time, and stuff like that. New York wants to draw people.
That's it.
What happened?
That's only because his numbers are shitty. If his fucking numbers wouldn't be shitty, they'd still be trying to enforce that shit.
Yeah, so anyway, so with that being the case.
COVID disappeared after that nigga numbers got horrible. Now we're just talking about Ukraine and Russia. Suck a dick.
Of course, we talked about that. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, the interesting part about watching this game was he still can't play. So they haven't lifted the ban totally in New York where you can be a player or something like that. But he was able to come into the arena because of the ban, even though he can't play. But I think with the NBA rules, like if you're not suited up to play, you know what I'm saying, you shouldn't be in the arena, but then at the same time, he was a consumer, so he could come in as a consumer and just buy his own ticket and just pay the fine. So it was ill. So it's nothing like New York drama, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm watching the game. The game is at Barclays Center, which is right up the street from me. And I'm watching the Knicks, and, you know, it's New York versus New York, of course. Manhattan versus Brooklyn, if you want to look at it that way, from boroughs. So, you know, you see them playing in the second quarter. All of a sudden, you see Kyrie, you know, walking to his seat in the audience. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just interesting, man. So, you know, with that being the case, that's just going to boost his drama and his, you know, his like he's becoming like a, you know, the new Kaepernick in a way, but, you know, he's still able to play. You know what I'm saying? So, so it's going to be interesting. So if the Nets can really make some noise, and hopefully if they can lift the ban and Kyrie can actually play the home games in New York, it'll be great for the city. And we finally do have a very good rivalry in basketball. Like I said, basketball has been trash. I missed this game, but it looks like it was a really good game. But you got the Brooklyn Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers. So I think that's shaping up to be a pretty good rivalry. The reason why, of course, you know, with the Brooklyn Nets, I already mentioned, you got Kyrie. You got
Kyrie.
Kevin Durant.
Is it Kyrie Irving's fault that he's not playing in New York, or is it New York's fault? Who came up with the rule?
It's New York's fault.
Well, then
right
there you go. Fuck New York. Y'all made the rule, bitch.
True that.
Money. You want money? You want that tax money? Go ahead and change it. You changed everything else so you can get money. Change so he can play.
I think they're going to change it, you know, before the playoffs. But
it's hypocritical, though. You know what I'm saying? It's hypocritical. You wasted all this motherfucking time. You could have been there, that shit.
True. I mean, I agree. But like I said, the one good rivalry that we have now in basketball is, I think, Brooklyn versus Philly. And so Thursday, I believe this game was, you had Kyrie, who did play because it was not in New York. It was in Philly. And you had, you know, of course, you got Kevin Durant. And then Ben Simmons, who is now our new Brooklyn Net, who came, you know, via the James Harden trade. So even though Brooklyn, they're still getting Ben Simmons ready to come back and play, you know, it was a crowd, man, because Philly, they just felt that he quit on the team or whatever. So that was interesting to see. And then, of course, you got James Harden now with the Philadelphia 76ers, and you got Joel Embiid. So I think that's going to be shaping up. That's going to be a good rivalry, man. Big shout out to Philly. I rock with Philly too, man. As far as like towns that's in close distance. I love Brooklyn. I fucks with Harlem. And I really like Philly. You know what I'm saying? And Philly's very close to New York, man. It's interesting how you can, you know, be in Philly in like 2 hours. So I just think that's just going to be a cool new rivalry. So we'll see how that shapes up. So let's see here what else we got. So a couple quick things. Another thing in breaking news, I'm just kind of going all in on sports right now because we have some good topics that came up. And then I'm going to go into a couple music reviews. We got about 6 minutes left in the show. So big shout outs to Tom Brady. This came over my phone probably a couple of hours ago. But, of course, Tom Brady did retire probably like a week after the Super Bowl. But he announced just earlier today, I guess via like Instagram or Twitter, one of them, that he will be returning back to football. So football's dope, man. Like, so Tom Brady was just saying that, yeah, for a minute he was just thinking like, all right, you know, I'm going to retire. But basically he got bored. And he's like, you know what, I still love to play football. I'm still very good at playing football, and I want to continue to play. We probably saw, you know, Russell Wilson is moving to this team, and, you know, Aaron Rodgers just re-signed back with Green Bay, and the buzz is, you know, just at an all-time high for football. And he's like, why am I going to give this up, man? I'm still good. He's going to be like 45 this year. But he's still at a high level, man, so I'm not mad at it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's going to be interesting. And now we have a trend. And big shout-out to Joy Taylor. She's like the co-host of Colin Cowherd. She made a very interesting point. And now how, like, the league football is kind of like it's trending to this way now, like with basketball, with the trades of these quarterbacks. So if you look at a couple years ago when Tom Brady got traded or signed, he just signed as a free agent with Tampa Bay. But in his first year, you know, he got sick of being in New England, goes to, you know, Tampa Bay and wins the Super Bowl, all right? And then if you look at this past year, Matthew Stafford was the quarterback of the trash-ass, you know, Detroit Lions. I love Detroit, but the football team is trash. And then they trade for him, and he goes to the Rams, that end, wins the Super Bowl in the first year. So now, you know, it's a copycat league. So, you know, now these teams is ready to shuffle the deck. If it didn't work last season, let's make a trade. So that's why I think this Russell Wilson – going to Denver is big because now they're like, yo, Russ, you know what I'm saying? Tom Brady, he won a championship with his new team in his first year. Matthew Stafford just won a championship with his team in his first year. So now Russell Wilson, you know, you won it out of Seattle. We got you here. Let's see what you do. So, you know, it's going to be cool. You know what I'm saying? So this is going to be good, man. I already can't wait for football. So, all right. So really quickly, I got three quick album reviews to get to. So the first one, big shout out. This is like a popping week as far as music, a little bit. You know what I'm saying? If you're really into the artist drop, but the first one, I'm gonna say the crown jewel of the three albums that came out, and I didn't know how good it was gonna be because you know what I'm saying the last album he had it was good, but it was like all right, it was a little uneven. But big shout out to Benny the Butcher. It's been on constant rotation. Hannah Talk 4. Big shout-out to Griselda. It's just hard, man. All the way through, it's, yo, this is Benny the Butcher. He's back on it, man. This is his best album, you know what I'm saying? The Plugs I Met, it's got the cover's got, you know, that iconic photo of Scarface, you know what I'm saying? It's got Tony Montana walking with Sosa. And it's, like, just short and sweet, 7 tracks, dope, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, Benny the Butcher, he's always got a dope verse, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, last few albums, it's been cool, but it hasn't really been, like, from start to finish. But this Tana Talk 4, man, big thumbs up, man. So definitely gets the rap radio, the Mo Benz rap radio seal of approval. You will not be disappointed. Alchemist is coming through, man. Big shout-out to Alchemist, one of my favorite producers. It's just dope, man. And the way he talks, you know, he talks that drug talk, man, but between him and Pusha T, I don't know who I like better as far as talking that drug talk between them two. I'm waiting to see what Pusha T is going to come back with when he comes out with his new one. But right now, man, Benny, he definitely did his thing on this new one, man. So big shout out to that. The other album that came out that I was kind of flew under the radar, but I rock with him, from your neck of the woods, Smooth. Big shout out to Young Roddy. Young Roddy, he down with Currency. You know what I'm saying? He's down with that whole Good Sense, Jet Life. You know what I'm saying? Click. But I rocks with Young Roddy, man. So he's got an album. It's called Never Question God. It's interesting. It's not all the way through. You know what I'm saying? But it's got some songs on there that I rock, and I just like his swag and his voice, man. At New Orleans, I rock with it, man. And then third, big shout out to Dave East. Dave East dropped a new one called How Did I Get Here. You know, big shout out to Dave East representing Harlem. The first track, man, has got Method Man, and Method Man's in his bag, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I never really rock with the whole Method Man, Red Man shit. I'm more Wu-Tang, old school Wu-Tang meth. You know what I'm saying? With the fucking half braids and half afro, looking like he Dusty Meth or whatever. But he gives me that vibe on the first track with Dave East, man. You know, ever since he got this power, you know what I'm saying? Ever since he's been on power, man, it seemed like he getting his name back, man. So big shout out to Dave East, and like I said, I really like the song with Method Man. I was just listening to Dave East right before the show. So, you know, it's pretty good too. But the creme de la creme of the three albums that came out this week is definitely Benny the Butcher, man. That Tana Talk 4 goes hard. So that's it. This has been the world famous Chop Up. So big shout out to Black, you know what I'm saying, with that topic. You know what I'm saying? Is she for the streets or is she just, what's the word? Is she for the streets or is she just sexually free? You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Same thing, I guess. You know, we already discussed it. Big shout out to Smooth, as always, on the check-in. Big shout out to me for the world famous Chop Up. As always, same time, same place next week. Everybody be safe. And all as always, too, if you miss the show, definitely be on the lookout for the retweet. Blackton already tweeted out. I'm going to retweet it out there for the folks that might have missed it. And everybody be safe, man. Peace, peace, peace. Till next week.